Hi there, this is DJ Mr. Nick, host of Bridging the Gap, here to remind you that Hawaii Public Radio, and more importantly, streaming content of this station, is kept alive from donations and support from our listeners. If you're not a member of this wonderful radio station, please consider joining up or contributing at any level you're comfortable with. More information can be found on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org, and if you're already a member, please give yourself a big old pat on the back. And thanks. It's 10 p.m. in the islands. Welcome to Bridging the Gap. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. Tonight, in about a half an hour, we've got an interview with or joined in the station with Simon Allen, the drummer for the new Master Sounds, who we're listening to right now behind me. They are performing a three-day run over at the Blue Note Honolulu, and we're lucky enough to have them in the studio just to rap about music and whatnot, so stay tuned for that. The set list can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap, but it was going to be funky, funky, funky and very soulful tonight for the next 2 hours. Keep it locked. We'll be right back after the news.
It's 10:06 and we're Bridging the Gap with Mr. Nick on Hawaii Public Radio.
You're listening to the new Master Sounds from their newest album entitled The Nashville Sessions. This is track number one, a song called One Note Brown. We've got Simon from the new Master Sounds coming in studio in about 20 minutes or so. They are playing at the Blue Note Hawaii starting tomorrow night. Shows at 6:30 and 9 p.m. BlueNoteHawaii.com. For more information on that, let's hear more music. This is Pearl Dowell with Good Things. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio.
Darling, your love is strong enough for two. Because you got
Luacona, listening to a band called Leche de Tigre with Mamba de Tigre off their album Lactophilia. Before that, Pearl Dow with Good Things. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, streaming live on our brand new HPR smartphone app, available for free from the iTunes Store or Google Play by searching HPR. Fun fact about that, you can set a little alarm to set the thing to wake you up or put you to sleep to the sound of Hawaii Public Radio. All right, I'm done. Anyway, this is Goodfoot live in HPR's Atherton studio. This was a private studio recording, but they will be live on June 10th upstairs in the Atherton. Tickets available at hprtickets.org, hprtickets.org for more information. It's a song called Home Sinks In. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here, member supported Hawaii Public Radio. Thank you. You're listening to the Manahan Street Band. A song called Montego Sunset off their album entitled Make the Road by Walking. Before that, music from Goodfoot recorded live in HPR's Atherton studio. They return to our studio on June 10th. HPRtickets.org for more information on that. Coming up this Saturday, we have Les Peets, Rachel Gonzalez, and Catherine Schulmeister on bass, doing a whole bunch of jazz standards, 60s pop standards in jazz, and classical, all kind of woven together. That's Saturday. Sunday, I am playing up in the Atherton. I'm doing kind of an atmospheric score and soundtracking the Syrian visual artist Kevork Murad. He is the Shangri-La, Doris Duke Shangri-La artist in residence right now. He's doing a special presentation upstairs in the Atherton on Sunday at 4 p.m. Tickets for all of this is available at hprtickets.org. And I warn you, it's not my typical DJ set. It's not this stuff. It's a lot more kind of pretty but atmospheric kind of stuff. Coming up soon, Simon from the New Master Sounds joining me here in the studio to talk about their band ahead of their 3-day residency over at the Blue Note Honolulu. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here, member supported Hawaii Public Radio. right now. You're listening to the new Master Sounds, the song called The Minx, coming off their new album, The Nashville Sessions. I'm joined here in the station with Simon from the new Master Sounds. How are you doing?
Hi, Nick. I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Hawaii.
It's a lovely place to be.
So just to give our listeners a little bit of background, tell me about your band. Well,
okay.
First off, you play drums.
I'm the drummer, yeah.
Right.
And the band's been going for 18 years. We formed in Leeds in the United Kingdom, and our main influences at the time were DJs playing 7-inch vinyl 45s of old funk and soul tunes. So we would play in the clubs as a kind of interlude between DJs. We didn't really necessarily know who these bands were or what songs they were, but that was what was influencing us. So the sound that we have is a sort of British take on kind of black American late 60s, early 70s soul, jazz, boogaloo, funk.
Got it.
And it's largely instrumental. So we're aware that people generally expect vocals when they see a band, so we kind of tailor our set to make it dynamic and to put enough tension and release in so that hopefully people won't be thinking, oh, where's the singer? They kind of don't notice because we make the instrument sing, is the idea.
Got it. But you have worked with singers.
We've worked with lots of singers. Yeah, usually we've made 12, I think 12 studio albums so far. We're quite industrious. We do one every 18 months or so.
Gosh.
And the first singer that we worked with on our second album was Corinne Bailey Rae, who went on to be a bit of an international pop star. But since then, we've been working in the States, and we've met quite a few singers over here. So we usually have some kind of guest vocalist just on one or two tracks.
Nice.
To kind of break up the sound on the records. And then if we do a special show, say in New Orleans, where we can get guests in, we sometimes get the guests who played on the record. But we're here in Hawaii, and it's the four of us. It's the core, bass, drums, guitar, and Joe plays Hammond organ and piano. So we'll be kind of doing our rootsy thing this weekend.
So with that said, when people come out to a new Master Sound show, what can they expect?
Well, they won't really be able to stay sitting down for very long.
That's a good thing.
So, yeah, I mean, I went to see War at the Blue Note on Sunday night, and it's a seated thing, and I thought, I wonder how this will work. Quite a few people got up, you know, about halfway through, and they were on their feet dancing around the edge.
So totally okay to just bust loose and start dancing.
It's kind of necessary.
Excellent.
But we just played a show in Tokyo, and that was the same kind of setup, and they were all sitting down initially, and it's kind of slightly off-putting because we're used to playing to a dance floor. But they got onto their feet too, and some of them were even kind of standing on their chairs, which was quite good.
So you mentioned the Corinne Bailey Rae song.
Yeah, that's called Your Love Is Mine.
Got it, which is one of the big hits.
Yeah. I mean, it did well for us.
It's the first song I ever found from you.
Ah,
guys.
Okay, yeah.
Wait.
Because it's got a celebrity.
Oh. No. You know what it was? It was a lot of the remixes.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah. It was
a lot of the 45s that are released.
So about 7 or 8 years in, there was a remix album. And that, I think, did really well at kind of drawing people in who wouldn't necessarily have arrived at our sound, you know, by themselves. Because it was a bit more, maybe more of a modern approach. Lots of kind of cut-up sounds and stuff. But quite dance floor friendly.
Hold that thought. Let's listen to the Corinne Bailey Rae song real fast. It's Corinne Bailey Rae with New Master Sounds, Your Love Is Mine. And we'll be right back with Simon in a second.
Just rain filled on the radio. Flowers
member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap. I'm joined in the studio with Simon from the New Master Sounds. And right before the break, we were talking about working with your DJs. And yes. You guys actually have a remix album.
Yes, which came out on an Italian label called Record Kicks. So all our stuff is on Spotify, iTunes, and all the other digital platforms that you can get. But we do also release vinyl. And they tend to be a little bit harder to get hold of because we only press 500 or 1,000 copies and then they sort of become collectible. The last record that we did was called the Nashville Session, and it was a studio record, but it was also live. So we played it as if we were just playing a show, but it was all done onto tape in a really nice vintage recording studio, and that came out on vinyl last year. And that's the record that really sounds like what you get if you come to see us play with, as a four-piece band. And that's on Spotify and iTunes as well. So, The Nashville Session by The New Master Sounds.
But this is not your first live album.
No, I think we've got two or three others. We've got Live in San Francisco. Before that, Live at La Cova. And La Cova is a nightclub in Menorca, which is one of the three Balearic Islands, on which our bass player lives. So he moved from Leeds to there after we did a couple of years going there in the summer. And he just thought, I love this place, I'm staying. So we made a live record there, which we had guest congas. And it sounds great, but the nightclub is carved out of the side of a cliff. So La Cova means cave in Menorquean Spanish, I think. So that's the other live album. And then there was, I think we did one in Germany, and that was the Hamburg Sessions. And that was for a German audiophile label that went onto vinyl as well. So there's quite a lot of recording of that. Plus, people tape our shows. So if you can't find our music online, you're really not trying very hard.
So live doing a live record versus a studio record versus giving over to DJs. Why have you done so many different things like that?
Just because we've been around a long time, and we're open to experimenting. So there's a DJ, there's an American DJ called DJ Logic, who we met on Jam Cruise many years ago, and we've done some live collaborations with him where he's got his turntables at the back on a riser, and we're jamming along to the breaks that he's laying down. That's been quite fun. It's a fun thing to do.
We had him here with Maceo Parker.
Oh, nice. Well, we've had Maceo Parker sit in with us when we were on Jam Cruise, which is that East Coast jam festival on a cruise ship. We were in the middle of a groove. Maceo, who was on the boat, showed up and got his sax out and just came on and started jamming along with us. And since then, we've played with him quite a few times.
Well, speaking of DJs, I'm going to take you back to the music here for a second. We're going to play The Land of Nod.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Yeah, this is the Lack of Afro remix. Who is Lack of Afro?
So he's a guy called Adam Gibbons from Brighton in the UK.
We're going to out him. All right.
Yeah, we've outed him. But he has quite a good output of kind of soul, jazz, funk records that he produces. But we first met him when he got in touch to say, could he sample some of the drums from our first album on one of his records? So I gave permission for that, and there began a series of collaborations with him. And I think Eddie's worked with him on a separate album. So he's an ally, but he's ploughing his own furrow, I guess. so we don't see him very often, but he was one of the people who was approached to do the remix. So which tune did you say this was?
Land of Nod. This is the Lack of Afro remix. So this one has a little like a Roberta Flack sample on it.
Maybe he's put one on.
Yeah,
but our tunes don't have any samples.
Yeah, he's got a sample of Compared to What?
Oh, okay.
Actually,
I wonder how they got clearance for that.
I have no idea.
Because I run our record label, and I just couldn't be bothered with any of the paperwork for that kind of thing, so we don't use samples.
You know, I've been sitting on this one for, I don't even remember how I got it. It's been so many years that it's a
pretty groovy remix.
It's a great remix, and it's a staple for me for my own DJ sets.
When we play it live, it's usually, because we have quite a big hippie jam crowd in the States, and that's usually kind of late night hippie trippy tune that we give to them, and they seem to go for it.
Nice. All right. The New Master Sounds with I mean, we'll leave it there. But New Master Sounds with the Lack of Afro remix of The Land of Nod. Simon, thank you so much for coming down here.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And they're playing the 25th, 26th, and 27th at the Blue Note Hawaii in Waikiki.
That's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And BlueNoteHawaii.com for more information and tickets. BlueNoteHawaii.com.
Yeah, please come and see us.
Yeah, and dance.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Possession is the motivation, hanging up the whole damn nation.
Stuff and we all wanted to play funk and jazz funk, and that music was the basis, really the basis for all jazz rock almost, you know. And the way the drums, bass, guitar, keyboards, and vocals all work together, interlocking.
So you're listening to the Lack of Afro remix of the New Master Sounds song, The Land of Nod. I think I have one more Lack of Afro remix of them coming up later in the show. Big thank you again to Simon for stopping into the studio. Actually, thank you for the entire band for stopping into the studio. They also did a quick little session upstairs in the Atherton. If we can get our act together, we will have that out on the station's YouTube and our social media as soon as possible. Anyway, the New Master Sounds start their 3-day residency at the Blue Note Hawaii tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, the 25th, 26th, and 27th at the Blue Note. BlueNoteHawaii.com for more information on that. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Switching over to some Quantic, being backed up by Alice Russell. Song called The Sound of Everything. Isn't this a tasty little breakbeat? It's a group called Cooking on Three Burners, covering the Gorillaz' Feel Good Incorporated, comes off their album Baked, Broiled, and Fried. Before that, Quantic, with a song called The Sound of Everything, featuring Alice Russell, the one and only Alice Russell singing, off his Mishaps Happening album. My name is DJ Mr. Nick, closing out this first hour of Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, streaming live on the web at our website at hawaiipublicradio.org. You can search for Bridging the Gap for the entire set list, and if you want to go back and for reference, listen to the interview with Simon from the New Master Sounds. You can find it over there. Okay, moving on. Closing out this hour with the Olympians off their self-titled album, a song called Apollo's Mood. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. We'll be right back. You're tuned to KHPR Honolulu, KKUA Wailuku, KANO Hilo, KHPH Kailua Kona, and KIPL Lihue. Streaming live on the web at hawaiipublicradio.org. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We'll be right back.
It's 11:06. We're bridging the gap with Mr. Nick on Hawaii Public Radio.
One more remix from Lack of Afro, the new Master Sounds. This is a song called Idle Time.
Two little bad boys sitting on the wall looking over the big bad city. Exchanging ideas about making some dough anyway they can and quickly. No one, he ain't too fussed about the crust, just a crumb of the cake are doing fine. Blessed with an inkling, but the others into sprinklings if to anything that shines. Now here's an idea, just tell me out before you shoot it down, says the hyper of the tune. Rules off a plan to beat the scam of all scams and bunk in a truckload of booze. Now you know that girl with peroxide cows, you know the one who does the checks who's pretty. We'll bring her in and we'll be living like kings, we don't need no gun with them titties. Hold up, slow down, wait a minute, let me finish, boy, you must be mad. I'd rather be free and poor than be young and still don't man think of that. Now you know those moments where the devil comes along and sits right on your shoulder. Contemplation station got you stranded at the crossroads trying to win you over. Sticking out a liquor truck, the decoy arrived on time. Fishnets, tight vest, boots to the thighs. Yes, she stepped to the driver with the line. Can you help me, mister? Said the young sister, there's something wrong with my ride. Why, yes, with a flash, she left from the dash with his eyes all big and wide. Now the two boys crept into the cab of the truck while she kept his gaze on her thighs. One put his foot to the floor, the other opened the door, put out his hand and got the girl in a ride. Eyes all screeching, bouncing up the seats and shut up, stop your screaming, this ain't no time for preaching. Hold tight, red light, buckle up, nearly there. Listen, you don't flash and boom in the mirror. Now you know those moments where the devil comes along and sits right on your shoulder. Contemplation station got you stranded at the crossroads trying to win you over. And the grass looks greener, the meat looks cleaner, tired of tasting the same, you want something sweeter. And you know better, but it won't let you, he's knocking at your door like a decoy, abandon the truck and run. Go take off them boots, coming up on the roof. Hurry now, while our days are done. Next thing you know, like rabbits in a headlamp, the beam of light came from the sky. Circling around, come on, get your heads down. Damn, who said pigs can't fly? Now the chopper picked him up on the heat seeker cam, man. Damn, you ain't stupid scams. Or was it the devil on his shoulder? The one, like I told you, should've won't be the better man. Now the road under lock and key, you don't see him on that wall no more. The grass is overgrown, man, it should be your home instead of behind a million thick brick wall. Dear little bad boy, what you would change that here in the big bad city? Yeah, I'm still rocking mics and spreading your advice, but you know sometimes it's a pity. I
You're listening to Spanky Wilson covering Cream's Sunshine of Your Love, coming off the 7-inch. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. If you heard earlier the little promo, this coming Sunday I'm DJing up in upstairs making my debut in the Atherton studio, providing a kind of ethereal soundtrack for Syrian visual artist Kevork Murad. We're doing a... video where he's actually painting like live and we're painting and drawing and animating live and we're projecting it onto the wall of the Atherton, something that we've never done before and I have certainly never DJ'd to before. Could be awesome. I could fall totally flat on my face and make a complete fool out of myself, but you'll only know if you come. And then I've said too much. Anyway, that is Sunday at 4 p.m. Upstairs in the Atherton. Tickets at hprtickets.org, and along with more information. Or you can always give me a call here at 792 8245. Speaking of the Atherton, here's a band that played up there. They're called, this is Ron Artise II and Company. This is a song called Headed for the Sun. And the fun story behind this is he was like, said to his brother, who was Stefan, who was playing drums, he was like, you know, this song would be better with the tambourine. And his brother didn't have the tambourine, so he's like, dude, go to the car and grab it. So he ran outside while Ron kind of treaded water for a few minutes, and he came back, and this is the result.
So useful, I just go like... Now you see, that tambourine is important for that, ain't it? That only gets you in the mood, right? Every day I stop and think about life and way around. If I'm doubting all the solutions, then I really just wanna frown. So come on, we're headed for the sun. This song is all about, break it down a little bit, y'all. This song is all about smiling inside out. If we ever want to feel down, there's a billion reasons around you all day to feel down. Ain't that right? But if you want to feel happy, it starts on the inside. So it's just about a simple man singing, come on, walk with me. No matter how cloudy or how dark it seems, I'm headed towards the sun if you want to come along with me. So come on, we're headed for the sun. That's all you need, right? Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys.
You're listening to Ron Artise. The second, recorded live in HPR's Atherton studio. For more information on everything going on in the Atherton, it's hprtickets.org for that. Coming up next, this is the Bamboos covering King of the Rodeo, a song originally done by the Kings of Leon, featuring Megan Washington on vocals.
You saw a pure tea.
You know, I mentioned the Atherton. Also, I forgot to mention, if you enjoy live music, do check out our show, Applause in the Small Room, hosted by our own Mr. Wizard, Jason Taglianetti, every Sunday at 4 p.m. here at HPR 1. The shows recorded up in the Atherton are actually all put on tape, and then they're replayed on his show. So if you're a fan of live music and musicians playing really at their optimum, that's the show for you. Anyway, Applause in a Small Room every Sunday at 4 p.m. here on Hawaii Public Radio 1. This is Ski Whiff with a theme from Dave Allen. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are bridging the gap here on member supported.
We're now going to progress to some steps which are a bit more difficult. Ready?
Hawaii Public Radio.
times we used to have. But you were making preparations for the coming separation, and you blew everything we had. When you base your love on credit, then your loving days are done. Checks you sign with the loving kisses later come back. Sign insufficient funds.
Listening to the Living Sisters covering Parliament's Can You Get to That off their Run for Cover EP. Coming up behind me, this is Breakestra, a song called Burgundy Blues. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here, member supported Hawaii Public Radio. You're listening to The Bamboos, featuring Alice Russell with Step It Up. I haven't played some of these songs in a long time. It feels really good. Hope you're having a wonderful time jamming along. If I'm preventing you from going to sleep, I am sorry. Anyway, changing it up with the Bongo Hop. The CD finally came in the mail with Ventana featuring Nidia Gongora on vocals off their album Sentingarona. Yeah.
Darnley.
Gotta get to the shop. That's real funk, son. Thank you.
You're listening to King Grit and Silk 130. A song called Jimmy Leans Back. Some comes off their album When the Funk Hits the Fan. My name is DJ Mr. Nick, closing up the session of Bridging the Gap here in member-supported Hawaii Public Radio with one more dose of the new master sounds off their new album, The Vandenberg Suite. I'm sorry. The new album called Nashville Sessions. The song is called The Vandenberg Suite. They perform starting tomorrow, Thursday, running through Saturday over at the Blue Note Hawaii. Shows at 6:30 and 9 o'clock. BlueNoteHawaii.com for more information. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. Funky, funky, funky. Thank you.
branded with the name Lisa Sawyer. Circa 1963. Grandmother was Indian, Indian. Her mother's name was Eartha, swift as the wind, fierce as fire. Her father's name was Victor. Worked two jobs to provide for his flock. She was the youngest of seven. She grew up on Louis Street, chaos around, but inside cozy, small, but a mansion in her eyes. Never had much money, but was filthy rich. Wealth couldn't get from a dark casino, a lottery ticket. They had love. Complexion of a sweet prey, lean hair long as the sea, heart warm like Louisiana sun, voice like a symphony of the most beautiful instruments. Whoa. She found Christ at an altar. All along he was calling her name. The gospel spoken from an old wrinkled man.
Listening to Leon Bridges with a song called Lisa Sawyer. My name is DJ Mr. Nick, closing out the session of Bridging the Gap here and member supported of Hawaii Public Radio. Setlist can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. And you're tuned to KHPR Honolulu, KKUA Wailuku, KANO Hilo, KHPH Kailua Kona, and KIPL Lehui, streaming live on the web at hawaiipublicradio.org. Thank you, everybody, for listening, commenting, calling, liking everything. Or if you want to follow me on Facebook, it's facebook.com/DJ Mr. Nick Hawaii. And yeah, thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow for another session. Leaving you with one more dose of the Manahan Street Band, a song called Esma, off their album Make the Road by Walking. Have a wonderful night and take care. In collaboration with the Shangri-La Museum, HPR presents a performance and discussion with Syrian visual artist Kevork Murad on Sunday, May 28th. Murad will paint live in HPR's Atherton studio to music mixed by me, DJ Mr. Nick. For tickets, call 955-8821 during weekday business hours or go to hprtickets.org.